Welcome back to Sacred Singleness Podcast. In today's episode, I didn't plan it, guys. I'm actually right now on my vacation from work, and I am here at my favorite spot that I'm just, I fell in love with. It's just a beautiful view of the ocean. I just finished crying because I came here this morning. You know, I woke up and everything, and as I was driving here, I cried, right? I don't know why. I was just crying. And I came and I sat out here and I asked God. I said, God, I need you to lead me to a word this morning. And so today's episode, it wasn't something that I planned on doing. It's a pause episode of, like, I like to call it a pause episode. And excuse the quality. I don't have my recording stuff, so I'm just recording this on my phone. But it's a pause, right? It's a moment to breathe, a moment to just sit with God, and a moment to say, Lord, I'm listening. And so when I asked God to lead me to a word today, and I said, God, I need this, and this, lead me to a word. And I opened my Bible. It took me to Job 39. And if you know anything about Job 39, if not, guys, go read it for a second and you're going to be like, what? Because at first, that's what I was. I was like, God, animals, like wild donkeys, eagles, like, what's going on here is what I was saying. I was like, what does that have to do with my life? But then the Holy Spirit started breaking it down, and I realized something. You know, this chapter is God's love letter for seasons that don't make sense. Because that's where I am in life right now. So today I'm inviting you to sit with me. You go ahead and sip your coffee, take a deep breath, and let's walk through what God whispered to my heart, okay? And, you know, sometimes we come to God wanting answers. I'm one of them, okay? And, you know, my questions to him are like, God, why am I in this season? Why does this feel so hard? Why does it feel like nothing is moving? Why am I still waiting? You know, but instead of explaining, you know, God shifts our perspective. And that's exactly what he does in Job 39. You know, he doesn't say, here's why I'm hurting or you're hurting. He says, let me show you who I am. Because when you know who God is, you know, you stop panicking about what you can't see. And so this chapter, what I took from it is that God is gently saying, like, daughter, breathe. I got this. I see what you can't see. And so Job 39 starts with mountain goats, right? Giving birth, like, in secret places, far up in the mountains, in quiet, lonely corners of the world, right? New life is being formed, basically. And God asked Job, do you know when they give birth? So in other words, there are things that, you know, God is developing for you that you know nothing about. That's how I took it. Like, things are being prepared in silence. You know, prayers are being answered behind the scenes. Doors are being carved out when you think everything is still. You know, and this spoke to me so deeply because sometimes life just feels still. And we assume God is still too, you know, like, because we don't see nothing moving. We don't see nothing. But Job 39 tells us that the silence is not empty. It's preparation. Then God goes on to talk about the wild donkey, right? And how it's free and roaming and unrestrained. And I thought about this and I was like, well, why does this matter? And I said, okay, so it matters because, you know, some of us have been freed from things that we didn't even realize we were captive of, right? Like, it could have been that toxic relationship, you know, like a mindset that kept us like thinking small instead of like seeing the bigger picture. You know, a time in your life, a season that just like drained us, you know, I don't know, a person who probably disguised, you know, control as love. And I got out of this like that God was telling me that he was the only one led me out. He was the one that unchained me. And so to me, it's like, I'm not just walking around here wondering, you know, I'm walking in freedom. And this hits hard for me specifically, because if you've ever felt like confined, or you've ever felt like trapped or stuck in cycles you didn't choose, this chapter reminds us that God frees what man tries to bind. You know? And then if we go a little bit more into that chapter, you know, God says the wild ox, he talked about it, you know, saying that it was too strong to be controlled or forced to serve human plans. And this part is for the women or the man, you know, who has ever been underestimated. You know, this, it was for the one who felt drained because someone tried to use them, shape them, silence them, or control their destiny. And how, what I took out of this was that God was telling me that my strength came from him and not from people. And nobody defines me, nobody owns me, and no one gets to decide my worth. And so the resilience that I have was God-given. My comeback is God-backed, right? And my calling is ordained by him. And if we move a little bit more into the chapter, I'm kind of going through all these animals, but they all have a meaning, okay? And I had to sit for a little bit and understand that. You know, the ostrich, when he was talking about the ostrich, it was funny because God literally says that she looks foolish, right? But she can run faster than a horse. And to me, after like a couple of minutes of like pondering, okay, well, she's looking foolish, but she runs faster than a horse. So then this, you know, looks can be deceiving. So what people misunderstand about you, what doesn't look normal about your life to others, what seems unconventional, you know, when people laugh or they doubt, basically, God can turn into the very thing that accelerates you. You know, your decisions, your boundaries, your healing, your calling, your path. It's all intentional. So to me, I took it as never apologize for the path God gave you. It was never meant to make sense to others. It just needs to make sense to you and him. And then he goes on to talk about the war horse, right? And this part, it did make me emotional because it describes the horse as bold, fearless, and ready for battle. You know, he said on there that he sniffs the fight and runs towards it, not away. And God asked me, he asked me, why do you think you've survived what you survived? You know, why do you think you're still here? Like, why do you think you didn't break? And I had to sit with those questions. And I said, well, because I was built with endurance. You know, he formed me for strength or with strength, and he placed courage in my bones. And I've always said this. I'm like, I'm not one to give up. I'm always resilient. The things that come to me should have broken me to a point of, and I've spoken about my life so far, you know, things that have happened that could potentially like be devastating to another human being. I've conquered everything. Like, I've had that strength. I've had that resilience. I've had that endurance. I've had that courage to always push through. And then this is why this season that will crush other people didn't crush me. And that's why I bounced back, and that's why I rose. And, you know, if you can relate to what I'm saying, basically, you know, we're not fragile. You know, God says you're a war horse with heaven's breath in your lungs. And I just took that, and I got emotional when I was kind of like dissecting that. And then the chapter, I'm going to end it, but the chapter with the hawk and the eagle, you know, those are animals with like high perspective, right? They see from above, they see far, they see what others cannot. And it's funny because we had a whole series on the soaring like a soar. It was called Soar at church, and they were basically talking about the eagle. So, you know, God is reminding us that if you could see what he sees, we wouldn't be sitting here worrying. That's what I got from it. Like, he already sees the relationship he is preparing for you. He sees the career shift you don't even know it's coming. He sees the healing that's forming. He sees the version of you that you are becoming. And this chapter, oh, I'm getting emotional again. This chapter is a call that God placed in me to read, to trust his perspective and not my pain's perspective, basically. So if you're listening to this and you feel lost, or you feel confused, or you feel exhausted or overlooked, or in a season of waiting that feels like it's never ending, let's talk or remember this specific chapter in Job. Okay, because to me, I took it as God is saying, I am God. I'm working in silence. I am freeing you. I am strengthening you. I'm preparing you, and I'm lifting you. And nothing in your life, guys, is random. So, you know, you're not forgotten, even though I know we feel like that sometimes. We're not stuck and we're not behind. You know, God is working even if you can't see it. So, fam, go ahead and take a breath and rest in him, because he's got you, he's got me, he's got all of us. And I felt pulled to share this because many people might need to hear that. And I don't know, maybe some people have read it and they haven't understood Job. And this is my perspective and what I got out of it, of what God spoke to me. So let's go ahead. I'm going to close in prayer, okay? And I will see you guys in the next episode. So let's go ahead. Father, thank you for speaking through Job 39. Remind us that you are God over our details, our battles, our silence, and our future. Help us trust what we cannot see and rest in you and who you are. Lift our hearts, God, strengthen our steps, and guide our season. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And that is it, you guys. If you enjoy this, hopefully you can enjoy the next one. But I do want to tell you guys, it is Thanksgiving weekend, and I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Happy holidays. I hope that you're sharing this moment with your loved ones, with your family. And if you don't have family, if you don't have anybody to spend with this season, just remember God is there with you. And until next time, bye, guys. Let go.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.